Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that only made it into the 30s on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Commodores, Diana Ross by herself, Brenda Holloway, and The Marvelettes. Well, coming up, a great Stevie Wonder song that really should have charted higher than it did, You Met Your Match. Well, You Met Your Match is a hard-hitting funk song, and it bared the impact of Stevie Wonder's maturity and the confident evolution of the Funk Brothers Band, which was the Motown house band that recorded on all of the Motown songs during the 1960s. Well, Motown was trying a little reinvention, since the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland's departure from the Motown record label. It went back to really down-home rhythm and blues songs. The track has a historical significance. Although he's not given credit on the final record, the logs for this session show the first use of Stevie's producer code. The code was W4, since he joined the select ranks of those who wrote, performed, and produced their own material for Motown. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, who co-wrote this song, You Met Your Match, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
You
Robinson, The Miracles, Doggone Right, that reached number 32 from 1969. Before that, The Temptations with I'll Be in Trouble, number 33 from 1964. And we started with Stevie's great song, You Betcha Match, number 35 from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this hour, we're featuring all songs that only charted into the 30s on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes with a song that was a relative failure for them, a song called Some Things You Don't Get Used To. After the failure of a song called Forever Came Today, which got released before the song, and the departure of their longtime writers and producers of Holland, Doja, and Holland, Diana Ross and the Supremes were kind of in a funk. They had a whole string of number one songs, but right now they couldn't find the rhythm to continue that trend. They released a song called What the World Needs Now Is Love, and it was a two-year-old cover of Jackie DeShannon's big hit, and the song didn't go anywhere. Well, Berry Gordy called for some new songs, and the hot new writing and producing team of Ashford and Simpson were assigned to Diana Ross and the Supremes, and they brought in this song called Some Things You Never Get Used To. It was certainly a stronger track than What the World Needs Now in Love, but compared to Holland, Doja, and Holland's productions for the group, it just wasn't strong enough. Diana seemed out of her comfort zone, and she didn't do a good job with the song, many thought at the time. Well, here she is with the Supremes. Judge for yourself, right here on Motown Memories.
Some things you never get used to. Thank you.
Motown, Motownmemories at yahoo.com. That's Motownmemories at yahoo.com.
Have you found yourself in love before? Tell me, ain't it a different kind of thing? So much love.
Wish I'd forget you. you're here this time. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me well. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross, Good Morning Heartache, that reached number 34 from 1973. Before that, The Commodores with Fancy Dancer, a number 39 song from 1977. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes with Some Things You Never Get Used To, number 30 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that only reached into the 30s on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, the last top 40 song that Brenda Holloway had, a song that she co-wrote, and a song that was more popular later by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, You've Made Me So Very Happy. Well, there were three things that we can say about Brenda Holloway. She was beautiful, she could sing, and she could play the violin. And she was also a hell of a songwriter, co-writing this song, You Made Me So Very Happy. Well, she recalled at the time, my boyfriend had quit me, so I was sad. I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a song about being happy, because this man is crazy, leaving me, and I'll show him. Well, Brenda called her sister Patrice for help on this song, explaining simply, this is going to be a hit. She called Barry Gordy and told him the same thing. Well, Barry brought in a songwriter by the name of Frank Wilson, who contributed to the dynamic bridge of this song, which Brenda says made the song. Well, Brenda was really ignored on the Motown record label, and sometime during 1967, she wrote a letter to Barry Gordy in which she complained that she had been ignored and pushed aside because she was based on the West Coast. In that letter, she put a postscript in that said, I will always love Motown and you. Well, Brenda soon left the company. She was only 21 years old and never found success after that. But here she is with this great song, co-written by her, You've Made Me So Very Happy, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm about to blow my mind. You made me so very happy. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this last hour, we featured all Motown songs that only got into the 30s on the U.S. Billboard charts. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on some of your favorite Motown artists, including all of those we've featured this hour, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.